MusicRanchRadio.com presents Independent Artist Spotlight, a show about local and national independent artists and the music they create.
All right, here you go. It is 7 o'clock straight up, 30 degrees out there, about a 2-mile-an-hour breeze, and we got a lot of snow right here. It's snowing very lightly, though. And tonight, Independent Artist Spotlight, and man, are we excited because we have Sierra and Michael Myers with us tonight, and we're going to talk a lot about the duo. I've known Mike, through the years. Have not met Sierra yet, but we're going to get a chance to visit with them both here in just a second. We're going to start out with a song by Sierra and Michael Myers called Stream in the Desert. And by the time we're done, I'm going to have them on the phone. And we're going to commence with Independent Artist Spotlight. Here you go, Stream in the Desert. There you go, Stream in the Desert, Sierra and Michael Myers, and I believe we've got them online. Are you you guys there?
We are.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you? This
We are good. We have snow here.
Do you?
Yeah, we have about 4 inches.
Well, that's not that bad so far.
No.
And you want to? Are you dreaming of a white Christmas, Michael? That's the deal.
I am.
There you go. Sierra is. Listen to that last song. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I had started writing it here in Three Forks, and no, actually in Willow Creek, when I lived in Willow Creek, and I was traveling back and forth to Nashville, and I got together with Costas back in Nashville, and we wrote one of the verses, and then we got together in Belgrade and wrote the rest of it, because he lives in Belgrade, in a little place there. Yeah. And then we recorded it back there. A lady named Stephanie Bentley did the demo for it. And then I drug it out of the closet and said to Sierra, I said, maybe you should start singing. We should start singing this. So Sierra jumped on it, and away we went. Yeah, wow. Came out pretty well.
Yeah, I'd say it came out well. Well, listen, let's start, because we got to give everybody a little history here. Michael, you go way back in my day. In fact, we talked the other day. We crossed paths probably more times than we even know. But you were with a duo called Homegrown. How many years ago has that been? I don't want to give away anything age-wise, but well, it's been a while.
It has. Let's see. We started Homegrown in 76, and then we stopped doing the duo in 82.
And so, yeah, you guys were a big-time regional duo. You had some recordings back then, too, I think.
Yeah, we did. We had that Homegrown album.
Probably wasn't. It probably wasn't MP3, though, was it?
No, it wasn't even cassette.
Yeah, no kidding. That was back vinyl.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And now the good thing is it's all coming back. Vinyl's all coming back.
Yeah, I have one sitting in my house.
There you go.
A copy of that Homegrown record.
You know, I had one somewhere. I do remember that album, and who knows over the years, who would have thought that vinyl is coming back, you know, and the guys that thought that and kept them, and the gals, probably was a very wise choice.
Yeah, I think they're getting some money for those vinyl albums, yeah.
So when, Sierra, how old were you when you started?
I sang in our backyard at a concert when I was like 5 years old. I don't even know if I was in kindergarten yet, but then I didn't sing for a long time. In fact, I think it was like the summer before I graduated from high school. We started doing, talent shows at all of the volleyball and basketball camps that we went to and would do a little singing skit. And I was the little lead singer and we'd do a little dance. It was pretty fun.
Well, that's how we all started. I still do a little dance occasionally. So I'm gonna say, Michael, you helped her obviously, and you know, we all. This is kind of funny to me because you know my son plays with the Clintons band, and I've had, you know, last week I had a father son in here, and now we got a father daughter, and I know how proud you must be of. Having Sierra come up and follow in your footsteps.
Oh, I think it's just great. We have a blast. It's really a lot of fun.
Now, are you pretty much, do you keep local? Or I know Sierra's got a great job, so, you know, do you get to travel much, or do you stay pretty local?
Yeah, we stay pretty local. We don't travel very much at all. Yeah,
and
we pretty much stay around here.
Now, here comes the big one. Tell us how, because this particular EP that we have here, this was done in Nashville, correct?
That's correct.
And you could tell us how that came about.
Well, after I parted ways with Steven, I did a couple more CDs, and I did one of them in Boise with a guy named Rob Matson. And he was the engineer and the owner of the studio, and Rob actually moved to Nashville and became the main engineer at County Q in Nashville at the studio. And so I did another CD down there called Destiny, and Rob was the engineer on that CD also. And then actually three of the guys who played on this EP were on the Destiny CD.
Oh, wow.
So it's I really wanted to do this, to go down to the studio down in Nashville and do this with Sierra. We had a great time doing that. There was a father-daughter thing, and my wife was there with us, and it was just a great thing to do.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine. Now, was it? Did that have anything to do with when you won the? You guys won the Sacagawea songwriters deal too. That was this year, wasn't it, or last year?
Actually, it was in 2016.
Yeah,
last year.
And we no, it didn't. What we did there is we did win some recording time, and we went to into Peak Recording and did a tune there called Moonfire Sun Ice.
Oh yeah.
And but we when we went back to Nashville, we redid it. And but that's kind of where it all, you know, I mean, we went into the studio there, and that was Sierra's first time into a regular studio. And then we went back to Nashville. You should tell them about it.
Well, Sierra, did that kind of light the fire for you?
That was one of the coolest experiences I've ever had in my whole life. Like, I was blown away by those musicians. Rob Mattson, the engineer, kept telling us that these were the Olympic athletes of the musical world, and he was completely correct. They were incredible.
Now, did you send down lead sheets or any charts before you got there, or did you just do it all when you got there?
Yes, I did. We sent down recordings, and mm-hmm. then one of the guys that was in the band, Mike Rojas. He's the keyboard player. He was the band leader, and he did all the charts. So by the time we got there, the charts were done. And Mike Rojas, this was, like Sierra said, it was kind of the A-team.
Yeah.
The drummer is on tour with Jewel right now.
Oh, yeah.
The steel player, Steve Henson, played with Randy Travis. Mike Rojas has done a bunch of work with Reba, and he does a bunch of work with Lady Antebellum. The bass player, Don Kurse, I guess everyone calls him to do studio work. And Rob said, all these guys, you hear them on the radio all the time. They're in session work all the time.
Well, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Steve Henson is married to Becky Skidmore. And her dad,
right.
Her dad, Frank Skidmore, lives in Roundup. And Becky used to play quite often at the Horseshoe Club in Billings for many years. And Steve was just here last summer, and he comes up here quite often. And so that's awesome that he was your steel player, because he is.
Yeah, he was awesome. He was hilarious. He had quite the sense of humor. He kept us laughing all day.
So that whole process, I'll bet they were ready for you when you got there, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. And to be honest, they would come into the music room and just listen to the song maybe once or twice. And they were chatting with each other and, you know, didn't really act like it was that big of a deal. And then they'd go back into the recording and get it done in like two tries. It was so impressive.
Oh, man. Yeah, it is. It's great to watch them work because, number one, they do it a lot and they know what they're doing. And it's just it's a pleasurable experience, which it should be when you're recording.
Right.
So, well, listen, we're going to play Love Forever. And why don't you tell us a little bit about that song?
Well, I wrote it, started writing it with the chorus, which is how I start almost all my songs, is I write the chorus first. Don't ask me. And, and you know, everybody has their own little quirk.
Oh, yeah.
And I had the chorus first for a long time before I got any verses. And then I finally got a couple of verses. And then Sierra and I said to Sierra, I said, let's do this one. Well, I didn't have the bridge written until I had the music for it about a week before we went down there, but I didn't have the lyric. And then the day before we went down there, I wrote the lyric for the bridge. So,
sometimes that's always the best one.
Apparently.
Yeah, you never know. Well, we'll play this for you. Before we go, though, and play this song, I wanted to, off the air, I told Sierra, I said, my gosh, we got folks from Thailand. And you said that you have some relatives in Thailand?
Yep, my cousin Morgan is listening in Thailand right now. We love you, Mo.
Well, big shout out to Morgan over in Thailand. So here is Lover Forever. And, man, that's a great song. I love this song. We put it in rotation, and I like this song a lot. Here we go.
love is real. Like the hottest of fires we have burned. Forging our love like tempered steel. Let's take a walk by the river tonight. And I'll tell you.
Forever, and that's Sierra and Michael Myers, and we are lucky because we have them with us tonight. And you know, we got to talk about tomorrow night as well. Hopefully the weather stays good for you guys on the way down tomorrow.
And yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, but you're going to be at the Pollard Pub, 2 North Broadway, right downtown Red Lodge tomorrow night. And you've played there before, haven't you, Michael?
No, we've never played there before.
Oh, you're going to love it. Great club, man. The acoustics are perfect. It's just a great, great room. And anyway, you guys are going to be there at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. So for all of you that maybe aren't in Thailand or across the pond, and we've got a lot of local folks listening in tonight, be sure and go down to the Pollard tomorrow night and check out this duo, because these guys are awesome, as you can well tell. And, you know, Michael, you've been at it a long time. And Sierra, you got a great voice. It sounds sounds good, man. The Nashville cuts are amazing.
Thank you.
And you guys, you were here for the Red Lodge Songwriters this year too, weren't right?
Right, we were.
Yeah.
We had a good time doing that. That was a lot of fun, and we met some really nice people.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Catmull, we met him, and I can't remember all these people's names, but.
Probably Elk.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, those things are, you know, that's the cool thing nowadays is I enjoy that myself. It seems like every year I'm playing somewhere, so I don't usually get to go. But it's great for the singer-songwriter. And that's what we like to do here. You know, we were talking about that. It's amazing that from a little studio here in Red Lodge, Montana, we can broadcast all over the world. But that's what technology is doing for us these days. And it's good for the independent artist. You know, it just tickles me to be able to play good independent artists. And, you know, it's amazing what talent there is out there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and it helps us tremendously, people who can hear our songs, because, you know, it's pretty tough to get on mainstream radio and find anybody that'll play your stuff. But there are more and more people like you that do this, and it's a great thing. I was noticing that there's a station over in Helena that is playing the Tekkas, and I know that they must have had to work pretty hard for that to get that done.
Yeah, do they have some? They must have some radio ready stuff. I know Scott was going to get a hold of me when he had some stuff ready. So, but yeah, you know, that's the thing. As what used to be the top 40, we talked about this the other day, is that like the top 5 or 8, and you know, they play them over and over again. And the cool thing about internet radio, just for you folks listening in. A standard radio, everybody turns a channel about every 18 minutes is a national average. And I do believe it's because of the format. You know, they just keep playing, you know, the top 10, top 12, top 15. And we're lucky enough, we run between 85 and 104 minutes. So we get listeners that hang in there and get to listen to, we try to cover, you know, with local artists, I try to cover, sometimes we'll do whole album like we're doing tonight. But we try to keep at least 2 or 3 in rotation all the time. So you get what amazing talent we have out here in the Northwest. And so I'm excited for you guys to come down to Red Lodge. It'll be you're gonna enjoy it tomorrow night, because it's a great club. It's a great listening club. And so it'll be big fun. I wished I could be there. And I've been on antibiotics for a couple of days trying to get cleared up. I don't want to give anybody what I have here, the cold. And so I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it or not, but I'm going to try. So, don't want to get anybody sick down there, you know?
Yeah.
You were telling me that happened to you over Thanksgiving, so.
Oh, yeah. A bunch of us caught it. Bad. Yeah.
Now, Sierra, how many different instruments do you play?
Well, I used to play the piano when I was little. And then I played the saxophone in middle school and high school and my first year of college, which was pretty fun playing in one of those big bands. But now I don't play any. I'm spoiled by my dad.
So the burden lies on Michael, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And sometimes it doesn't lay very well either.
Well, I'll tell you, you've been doing it long enough. You can handle it all. Now, do you collaborate when you write? I mean, who or does one of you, either the one or the other, or do you write together? Or how do you go about that, Michael?
I do most of it. There's been a couple of them that Sierra helped me on. She helped me on Moonfire Sun Ice, and she helped me on the Pony Bar a lot. Out of these five, the other three that I, except for the one, you know, that I did with Costas, which was a co-write. The other two I did by myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I do a lot of writing. By myself. But, you know, Sierra will come in and she'll go, I don't know about that one. And she'll say, you know, let's do this line this way, or, you know. And then, you know, with Sierra, I'm singing them. It's kind of interesting because I have to make sure that I write stuff that she can, from her perspective. So I try to write it non-gender if I can.
Sure, yeah.
And, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, that's sometimes that's a challenge for me.
Well, I'm sure it would be. Yeah, you got to think about the. Anyway, I wanted to ask you too. Is there how does somebody get a hold of one of your CDs?
We're on Facebook, okay. Under Michael and Sierra Myers, so everybody's more than welcome to contact us that way.
All right. So Sierra and Michael Myers, and that's spelled MYERS.
Yep, right. And Sierra with a C.
Right. There you go. That's and if they get a hold of you there, you could get a CD out to them if they want to purchase one.
Right.
Absolutely.
Now, with these songs tonight, Jimmy, we don't have them for sale yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We don't know if we're going to put out an EP yet. My hope is to go back and do five more and
do an LP,
and so that we would have 10 on the CD.
Complete album
and make it a complete album. So, you know, that's kind of my goal here.
Well, I think you should. I you know, there's no reason why you shouldn't. They sound awesome. And
I can tell you why.
Yeah,
money.
There you go.
No, I just tease it.
Yeah, that's, well, it's expensive, man. I mean, you know, these days, yeah, it's tough. It's getting a little better because there's more and more project studios, you know. I would venture to guess. I know of a couple guys, a band here in town just had one done, and I think it was upwards of probably 10 grand by the time they were done, you know. So,
yep, yeah, that sounds about right.
About right.
Need to get that, what do they call that, where you crowdfunding, get that going. And
GoFundMe?
Yeah, put it all together.
Yeah, we might make a couple of dollars, maybe.
Well, listen, tell me about the song Mustang.
I wrote it. Actually, I was working for a company in outside of Livingston, and they hired me to go down to South Dakota, and to this ranch down there, and they have wild Mustangs down there, and it's a Mustang ranch. And this lady was taking in, I'm not sure if it's still there or not, I bet it is though, and she takes in these wild horses, and she had this huge spread down there, and this company had a bunch of people who worked for them, and they took these volunteers down there and did a bunch of work for her, and they hired me to go down there and sing for them around the campfire at night. And while I was there, that's where the chorus came from, was like a shadow, like a ghost, you know, now you see me, now you don't. Like a Mustang running free. And so when I got back here, then I started working with it a little bit so that it was supposed to be, I sang it for a long time before Sierra sang it. And so we had to change the first and second verses around a little bit when she sang it. Mm-hmm. But that's where that song originally came from.
All right. Well, we're going to hear it right now. Here it is, Mustang, Sierra and Michael Myers.
I've been walking like the devil, dreaming of a rebel. I've been way too long in this town. The more I look around me, I know there's more out there for me. Inside is dragging me down. It's about time I made changes, and I know where I want to be. Like a shadow, like a ghost, now you see me, now you don't. Like a Mustang, last year in Tennessee. Said it's time he made changes, and he knows where he wants to be. Like a shadow, like a ghost, now you see me, now you don't. Like a Mustang, I want to be like a whirlwind on the plains. now you don't.
Mustang, Sierra and Michael Myers, 731 here at the Music Ranch. And man, it's great to have the two with us tonight. At least, even though you're not in the studio, it's like you are right here.
And, pretty close.
Yeah.
Does
it feel like you're here? Well, you will be here tomorrow. But, so that song, that's a great song. I like that a lot. And,
Thank you.
That was fun recording in the studio in Nashville because the musicians that we were talking about literally just came up with that beginning cymbal kind of piece in the beginning just off the top of their heads and just rolled with it. And we loved it. We thought it sounded really, really cool.
Yeah, well, it does. And like you said, they're doing a great job. You know, we talked a little bit about off the air. You know, sometimes best radio is off the radio. But we were talking about social media and what it's like these days as an independent artist. And, you know, it is so crucial. All that plays in. Instagram, Twitter, you know, Facebook, and YouTube, all of that, you know. And it's kind of a daunting task to keep up with all that. And I know you were telling me, Michael, you're just kind of getting rolling with that.
Yeah, Sierra's been doing it for a while. She has a Facebook page because of her nursing. But I decided that, man, we needed to get it. There were so many people that when you even want to go get jobs anymore, the first thing they say is, well, do you have a Facebook page?
Yeah.
And so finally I decided I've got to get a Facebook page. So yeah, we did.
So what does the future hold for Michael and Sierra?
That's a good question. I'm busy nursing at the hospital in Bozeman, and so that keeps us kind of busy in the winter. But this summer I think we'll be playing some more gigs, and I don't know, see what happens.
Well, there you go.
We really don't. We don't have any big plans or expectations. We, you know, people have asked me about, you know, even going back to the studio in Nashville and, you know, why, you know, what were the expectations. And, you know, my thing there was something that I really wanted to do with my daughter.
Right.
And, you know, we just kind of play, and we really don't have a big plan laid out for us. And sometimes that hurts us, but, but, you know, in the summer, in the spring, summer and fall, we seem to be way busy.
Yeah.
And, which is great. You know, people call us for weddings or private parties, or we find places to play, and we seem to be busy. So,
hey, music is something that, number one, I think you're born with it. Number two, you came in with it. You're probably going to go out with it, you know. And especially writing. You can write forever, you know. Performing once in a while, you start to get a little long in the tooth.
Jimmy, I'm already long in the tooth.
You know, but, you know, I've had that conversation with my son. You know, they started out, boy, they were, you know, they had big plans. And then things change, you know. You start growing up and you have kids and you buy homes and you do these things. But it's like I told him, I said, you know, man, anymore, really, the old days of playing six nights and seven nights a week, that's all gone anyway. And, you know, like I always say, kudos and goes out to all these microbreweries that are hiring duos and singles and trios and kind of keeping the music scene going, because it's gotten tough. And but it's cool to be able to go out and just do it at your own pace and what you want to do.
Yeah, we were, you know, we were pretty lucky that we were able to go out and make a living all those years ago and play 5 or 6 nights a week. And actually, you honed your chops by doing that. You know, like they say, that 10,000 hours, and we easily got our 10,000 hours in doing that stuff. The artists now have a lot tougher time doing that because, you know, they can't make a living at it hardly.
No, so that's right.
It's really hard. Yeah.
Well, but, you know, you'll have this. That's one thing about music. It's something you'll have for forever. And, you know, like you said, to be able to go out and do an album with your daughter, I mean, it just doesn't get any better at Dan, you know?
Not much. Yeah.
The main goal, I think, for Nashville was just getting to record in a professional studio with each other and get to experience that together.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Yeah, so. I don't think that she – I'd told her about these players that we were going to use while we were back there. Robert said, you know, these guys are the A team. I don't think that she – until she experienced it, she didn't know the depth of those guys and how good they really were. They were just amazing.
Yeah.
Just a lot of fun. And they were so much fun, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, music is a universal language. It's like we all speak that, you know. And I experienced Nashville at a really young age, and it did take me long to figure out while I was down there that there, you know, I've always been a sideman. So, I mean, there's that old story. I always tell that, you know, the song, there's 1,562 guitar pickers in Nashville, and I'm sure there's probably 3 times that now. And there is just... great talent down there, great musicians. And it's always fun to experience that. Did you get to spend any time down there other than in the studio?
Yeah, we went downtown a couple times and peeked our head in a couple of the bars. And it was almost intimidating just because all of these people are playing down there in literally every single bar. And they have shifts that they, you know, that they schedule these musicians from 11 to 2, 2 to 4, you know, and so on. And there was just so music going on. It was pretty cool, but it was interesting to watch.
Down on Lower Broadway, probably down there. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that is so cool down there. You know, I got to experience, when my son went down last year, I said, man, you guys go down to Tootsie's Orchid Lounge. Because when I was down at Tootsie's years ago, it didn't have 2 levels. It was this narrow little bar. And I actually got to meet Tootsie herself. She's been gone for many years. But she kept a lot of starving musicians going, you know. But, yeah, and the thing I always thought was funny, if there was a music store, it was always funny because if they had a window display and there was a drum kit up there, there was usually somebody up in the window playing drums, and everybody was jamming inside the music store. I mean, just everywhere was music.
Yeah, and it hasn't changed. I mean, it's like Sierra said, we were downtown watching those people, and everywhere you'd look, there'd be somebody with a gig bag or a drum kit coming in and out of these places while they were taking a break, and somebody knew was setting up, and they were going somewhere else. And
yeah, right.
It was just like almost a stream of people.
Running to the next gig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we did – go ahead, tell them that's wrong.
We were able to go to the Ryman one night, and we watched – I think it was 7 performers – and yeah, that was really great.
The old Ryman. Yeah.
Yeah, they had the Opryland or the Opryland show there.
Yeah.
So they did the Grand Old Opry there that night.
When I was down there, they were just starting to build Opryland. So that tells you how long ago that was.
Yeah.
And I remember the side door was it was the main door was open. I was downtown one night and I was waiting for my brother. And I walked to the front of the Ryman, and the door was open about a foot. And I heard music coming out of there, and I thought, well, you know. So I just kind of stuck in and sat. I was the only one in there, and there was a guy sitting up at the piano, and he was playing and singing, and it was Marty Robbins.
And, really?
Yeah, yeah. Tootsie's, you used to walk out the back door of Tootsie's into the back door of the old Ryman. You go down the alley, a couple hundred feet right into the back door of the Ryman.
So, right.
But it's very cool. And I, you know, everybody should experience that. It gets to be a musician because it's something to see. I agree.
Yeah, well, it was a lot.
Well, listen, we've got Pony Bar. Now, this is a regional song for sure. because a lot of us all know about the Pony Bar. And you tell us how this came about.
Well, I started writing this. I have this, the chords for that chorus, I had them in my head, and I was mowing a yard, actually. And I said, well, let's go up to the Pony Bar. And I started singing that, and I went, huh. And I thought, well, maybe we could do the, you know, because we'd been singing up there. And I said, I'll write a song about the Pony Bar. And so we started writing this song. And then I came up with the rest of the chorus again on a mower, and believe it or not. And then Sierra and I were up at, we've got a little place up by Canyon Ferry, and we were sitting up there, and I kind of had a little bit of the first verse, and we wrote the first verse and the second verse sitting up there. And then for the bridge, I was just hanging out here at the house one day, and it just kind of came to me, and I went, boy, this is easy here, and just wrote it down real quick. So that one actually came a lot quicker than a lot of them.
All right. Well, we're going to hear it right now. Here's okay. Pony Bar, and you're going to like it.
Stars, drink our drinks from a mason jar. You won't find us at the Rockin' R, 'cause we'll be at the Pony Bar. I might fall for a cowboy, if just for the night. I like them tall, blonde, and blue-eyed, in Wrangler jeans that fit just right. So let's go up to the Pony Bar. It's a bit of a drop, but it ain't tonight. We'll dance to Tessie Lou and the Shocking Stars. Drink our drinks from a mason jar. You won't find us at the Rockin' R, 'cause we'll be at the Pony Bar. Could've gone downtown, could've gone uptown, but it didn't feel right. So let me buy. Stars, drink our drinks from a mason jar. You won't find us at the Rockin' Arts. We'll be at the Pony Bar. So let's go up to the Pony Bar. It's a bit of a drive, but it ain't that far tonight. We'll dance to Tessie Lou and the Shocking Stars. Drink our drinks from a mason jar. You won't find us at the Rockin' Arts. We'll be at the Pony Bar tonight.
Oh my, that is a delicious adult beverage. What is that?
Well, that's Willie's Montana Honey Moonshine.
Where's Willie's?
Well, take 85 south from Belgrade, 8 miles to Four Corners, then ride on 84 west past the Madison River. Don't forget your fly rod, 29 miles to the Norris Junction. Stop at the stop sign and go left for 16 miles. Pull into the town pump in Enniskin and ask them, where's Willie's? Or you could just ask for it at your local watering hole. Willie's Distillery. Spirits of the American West. 312 Main, Ennis, Montana. Willie'sDistillery.com.
All right, and a big shout out to Willie's for sponsoring Independent Artist Spotlight. And tonight we got Sierra and Michael Myers we've had on with us for the last 45 minutes or so. And, man, it's been, like I said, we've had more fun visiting off the radio. But I know we were talking about, you were talking about, Michael, about doing the college circuit back in the day. And, you know, that was where the money was.
Yeah, we did that. We did a lot of stuff back in Wisconsin and Minnesota and North Dakota, South Dakota. And we did a lot of stuff on that I-5 down through that I-5 corridor out in Washington and Oregon.
Yeah.
We did a lot of colleges out there, and we had a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Do they still do that? I'm sure they must do that to some extent, but I don't think it's like it used to be. But
I think they do. I think it was called the NACA. Yeah. National. Yeah, I think they do, Jimmy. I think it's still going.
Yeah. You know, that was a great deal. There was a lot of, well, I mean, like, to take a look at the guys like Hootie and the Blowfish and all, you know, they all kind of did that circuit. A lot of them, that's where they got their start, you know. And you guys were a big deal back then. Like I said, Homegrown was, you know, and Dennis with the Little Big Band and Erickson. And, you know, that was a cool, very cool niche that you guys had there.
Yeah, we had a... we had a lot of fun. The best thing that Homegrown ever did was putting out that Homegrown album.
Yeah.
Because for promotional purposes, that was just huge. Because you could give it to those college kids and give it to those college radio stations, and you know, we'd have 400 or 500 people at our concerts, and it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Really a lot of fun.
Yeah, nowadays, you know, the CD pays off to sell it off the stage, you know. That's,
right.
With some of these smaller venues, you almost have to do that, you know.
Yeah, we do that. We have a couple that we recorded live, actually, in our living room.
Sure.
And we sell a lot of them, yeah.
And you're going to have some available tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. I've still got a boxcar full of them, so we'll bring some.
A boxcar full of them. Well, let's run that one more time. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Pollard Pub downtown. It is the music mecca of the Northwest. That's what we like to call it. And great, great venue. And Michael and Sierra are going to be down there tomorrow night, starting at 7 o'clock. And you'll run till, I suppose, 10-ish.
Right.
10-ish.
Yep.
And, you know, hopefully the weather is going to treat you well tomorrow. And you might want to leave about an hour or so early.
Yeah,
because I heard Bozeman's got. I think they started getting snow before we did.
Yeah,
I'm sure they did. Well, Sierra was there, and she said the roads were gnarly coming.
My wife works at the hospital too, Sierra. So, but only here, and when she came home, she said they were slippery. But I looked at the forecast; it should be 40-some degrees tomorrow. So, hopefully, you know, everything will be well, and. And you guys will have a great great venue down there. You're going to enjoy it. I know you will.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and
practicing our Christmas tunes before you called us.
Oh, cool. What do you guys got coming up besides that? Anything you want to tell them about up in that area or where they can catch you?
Not really. We don't have anything right now. We're kind of taking a little bit of time off and for the holidays, and we're just not doing a lot. It's my wife and I's 40th wedding anniversary, and wow. So I've got a couple other things that I'm going to do, and we'll start going after the first of the year again. We'll be out there playing, but
you know, wintertime's a good time to kind of lay back a little.
Well, in Montana, with the roads and the traffic, it's.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree, man. And when you set out on, you know, we never used to bother us, but as you start to get older, you start to think about those kind of things.
No question in my mind.
Yeah,
I do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we've got I'm going to have you tell me, and I saved this song because I know that this is the song that you won the, that was in Three Forks, right, at the Sacagawea. The song,
correct.
The song, yeah, this was in 2016. You guys won that year with this particular song. And I want you to tell us all about it before we play this.
My dad started writing that song a while ago, probably 5 or 6 years ago, maybe even more. But I remember I used to go up to a studio and have him sing it to me. And I think he only had the second verse, but I loved the second verse. I would tear up almost every single time that I heard it, and I couldn't wait for him to finish that song. So finally, he did a good job and got it done.
Finally, Dad.
I know, you know, it was one of those songs, and I don't know why, but like I said, I write the chorus first, and then I have to build a song around that chorus. And it seems like I always write the second verse first. I don't understand it, so I'm sure nobody else does.
Yeah, everybody has a certain way they do it, I guess, and it's always different than somebody else.
Right. And we got it done, and you know, I started playing it, and then I said to Sierra, I said, you need to start singing this song. So she started singing it, and then we went, when we won it at the SAC, we went into the studio, and I said, you know, let's not do this with the guitar, let's do it with the piano. Mm-hmm. And so we did it with the piano and a cello.
Oh, wow. I've heard it can be kind of a tearjerker.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my favorite song.
Well, normally we would end on an up-tempo one, but I wanted to save this one because it had a story. And we're going to come back. Don't go away. We're going to play this song, and then we'll be right back. But this is called Moon, Fire, Sun, Ice. And again, you heard the story, so here we go, folks. Hold on.
The stars all fall, and I can't.
till the moon catches fire. There's ice on the sun.
Beautiful song. Moon, thank fire, you. Sun, ice. And man, that cello. Whew. That does it. You know what I'm saying? That's that one puts the chill on you. You know, I'm getting texts from all over the place, and my cohort, rock star Greg Creasy, says, man, he is so looking forward to being able to see you guys live and meet you. And a lot of great compliments tonight. And, man, we've had listeners from all over. And
well, great.
I think this is one of the biggest shows we've had on a Wednesday night, to be honest with you. And we've just really enjoyed having you. And, you know, like I said, get out tomorrow night. If you're local, or even if you got to drive up to Billings or wherever you're driving from, it's going to be a nice day tomorrow. So come on up to the Pollard Pub tomorrow night, 2 North Broadway, and show up about 7 o'clock, and you'll get to see a great show. And, you know, like I say, hopefully I'll see how I'm feeling tomorrow night. I'd sure like to come down and see you guys, so we'll just see how it goes. But I promise, if I think I'm contagious, I won't show up. Because I don't want to get you ill, even even though I know you work at a hospital, so...
I'll bring you a mask to wear.
There you go. That's what I need to do. I'll just walk in all gloved up and mask. And say, no, I'm fine. Really, nothing wrong with me. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us tonight. And, you know, like I said, we'll hopefully what we're going to do is later on we'll try to get you down to Jimmy's Roadhouse. We got a venue right here at the studio. And, It's like a house concert, only we have chairs and tables, 40 seats, and a nice big stage and commercial sound and lighting. And hopefully we can get you guys down here routing-wise when you're close. Of course, it's only 2.5 hours, but...
that would be fun.
Yeah, that'd be big fun. It's a cool venue because people are here just to see you, and that's always nice. So there you go, and you know, go to their Facebook page, like the Facebook page. Michael's working on it every day. Sierra has hers up, and keep up to speed with this great duo. And anything you'd like to say before we go?
Well, we really want to thank you very much for having us, and we really appreciate it. And I hope that people enjoyed the tunes. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, they did. Trust me. And we'll. And let me remind you, too, that this show is being recorded. And the whole show will, it takes usually, depending on how much help I've got, which right now is pretty slim right around the holidays. But I just caught up on all the shows here about 3 days ago. So I'll try to get this one edited and get it up within, hopefully before Christmas. So you can go to musicranchradio.com and it'll say right in the nav bar, past shows. And you'll be able to listen to the show anytime you would like. It'll be up there. So, you know, and we're right on 8 o'clock. How's that for perfect timing?
Yeah, you said it would be an hour, and you're right.
All right, guys. Well, you take care, and we'll hopefully see you tomorrow night. Drive careful.
And, that sounds great. Thanks, Jimmy.
You're so welcome. And we're going to leave you with some Gary Moore. Here we go.